when we learn how. See, strife, resentment, bad attitude, all these kind of things get in the congregation, on competition, jealousy, envy, all this. You didn't speak to me and you wouldn't let me do that. And yang, 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 yang. When you get all that kind of stuff in the midst of people, the anointing won't flow. But you have it, and we have the capacity. We have the capability. We have access to such an anointing that will destroy every yoke off of your life. Remove every financial burden, every disease, your eyesight, your eyeball, your toenail, your hair. I mean, there's anointing will destroy it. But you... We're trying to get people to come together with their corporate anointing so it can happen. Yes. Corporate anointing is way beyond an individual anointing. Sort of like, I close with this. Sort of like these two guys. One of them, they get right on the front row, and when the preacher says something, and the one head is saying, "You better hear it," and the other one, he'll get on the front row, and when the preacher says something that's true, he'll say, "Sad but true." Sad but true. And they messed around and got in the same service, in the same congregation, on the same row. And the preacher was preaching. And oh, the one that was hollering out, "You better hear it!" And he kept on hollering, "Sad but true," got aggravated. "You better hear it!" He said, "I'm trying to, if you'll be quiet." And they said the service was over with. And crazy. I'm not going to tell you. I told Let so I can say this. Jesus said, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying." I read last week in Chronicles, remember, when the music, the singers, to make what? One sound to be heard. The priests couldn't even stand up to minister because of the anointing. Now think about this for just a second. If those people under that covenant, under the shadow, can have such a move of God like that, what about in the light? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to walk in hell? Do you want to live financially free? Do you want peace in your life? Do you want a home like heaven on earth? Yes. Do you want people walk in your home and they go, "Wow"? Or do you want to just keep struggling? You want to just keep bickering? Or do you want to say, you want a place where people say, "I love going in sister and brother so and so home"? What a they'll say, it's just like heaven on earth. Do you want to live where you don't have to put on a show? Come on, like you got something and you load it and know it? How about you don't have to put on no show. I'm loaded and know it. I don't have to. You know, when somebody don't have nothing, they buy a little high, shiny clothes. They look like they really gold. But you better not get them too close to anything. All the gold fall off. And you see all your little shiny stuff on the seat. They done lost it. Or do you want the real deal? God has no problem with you walking in health and wealth. But he have a problem you putting things before him and won't praise him because you're too tight and too proud. Hallelujah. Bless God when you have a, when the first note hit on that off, you on the floor. Hey, somebody, you know everybody else gonna look at you. But bless God, I'm about to get there. I'm not waiting for somebody else to move. Hey, glory to God. Why? Because God has done me good. God is good to me. And I don't have to work it up. I'm just going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to glorify him anyhow. Hey, he's been good to me. I've been in trouble. Listen. I've told you this before, and I'm leaving. I told you this before. I'm going to say it again. When you've been places, seen things, and had things to happen to you, most of you have no, some of you probably do, but most of you have no idea what it's like to be out in front of a gun, somebody trying to shoot you down. I've been there. And to have gone through the experience and to know how God took care of me. I didn't even know how to trust him like I do now. But bless God, when I look back over the stuff, oh my God, that he brought me through. And I'm going to sit there and look at you and hold myself and not bless God and praise him. I tell my body to shut up. I tell my mind to shut up. I tell you, if you don't want to praise him, just get out of my way. There is something in a praise. There's something in a dance. And you've been anointed to do it all. You can praise him. You can dance. You can shout. You can rejoice. But you're going to have to make the faith move. Glory to God. You can't sit there like I'm not on the law, like you don't know what I'm talking about, and expect the Spirit of God to move on you. But glory to God, you gotta be like Smith Wigglesworth. He went in a church service, and everybody was sitting there waiting for the Spirit of God to move. He sat there for a few minutes and he jumped up and they want to know what he was doing. He said, bless God, if the Spirit don't move, I'm going to move the Spirit. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hey, hey. You want to be healed? You want to be free? You want your need met? You ought to get a praise in your mouth.